Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to The Neighborhood Show at Blog Talk Radio. And here's your host, Ethan Tudor W.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the show. This is Neighborhood Show, episode 23. Got a great show lined up for you today. Tammy Locke is here with us. Going to be talking about her career, what she's been up to. She's got a couple websites out there that are pretty cool. I want you to check them out. And we're going to be taking your calls live during the second half of the show. This is a 30-minute show. And like I said, after the second half, we will start taking calls. That live call-in number is 347-324-3691. That's 347-324-3691. And like I said, Tammy's on. We're going to have a great time, so be sure to tune in real quick. Let's go ahead and catch the news real quick, and then we'll be back with Tammy.
We are currently experiencing technical difficulty. Please stand by. You have been listening to The Neighborhood Show. I'm Matt Howell. Be sure to visit us on Twitter, Facebook, and MySpace.
Hello? What's the gossip? It's new news about old news.
Hey, folks, and here's the news for you. Joel McHale from the TV show The Soup was a live guest on Kevin Pollak's online chat show, kevinpollakschatshow.com. It was episode 88 for Pollak and McHale's first time on the show. It was a pretty good interview. McHale talked about how he got cast for The Soup, music, and growing up in Seattle. Be sure to check it out. McHale's interviews at kevinpollakschatshow.com. And, of course, Conan O'Brien's in the news with his new TBS talk show simply titled Conan. He finds himself in an intimate studio on a channel that doesn't exactly scream high profile. It's a risk-free, fresh start that brings no pressure to court the mainstream masses who find it sadly impossible to wean themselves off the bland humor of Jay Leno. By turning his NBC failure into a rousing comeback, O'Brien has, according to Rolling Stone, rebranded himself as an indie icon. Conan seemed at the top of his game during his TBS debut Monday night. Guests included Seth Rogen and a manic jam session with Jack White. O'Brien seemed genuinely happy to be back in his element. As for the ratings, Conan did spectacular with 4.2 million viewers, good enough to top Leno and Letterman on Monday. Go Team Coco! And sadly, Zsa Zsa Gabor is back in the news. She was back in the hospital Friday after her doctor diagnosed her with a massive blood clot. Gabor was complaining about her leg swelling and hurting her Friday morning, so a doctor was called into her Bel Air home, where he looked at her and diagnosed her with the blood clot. The actress is partially paralyzed from a 2002 car accident, which required her to use a wheelchair. She also reportedly had a stroke back in 2005. We wish you the best, Zsa Zsa. Get well soon. And that's the news.
Thanks, Peg. I gotta go. It's time for Jim's Martini. Bye-bye.
Whether you know her as Tootie in the 1966 made-for-TV movie Meet Me in St. Louis, or as Amy Monroe in the ABC classic TV series The Monroes, Tammy Locke is live on the show. An industry icon who's even worked with Clint Eastwood in the 1968 classic film Hang 'Em High, join us as we chat with Tammy about her career and life after decades in this industry. Please welcome the incomparable Tammy Locke.
Hey, Tammy, how are you doing today?
Hey, Ethan Tudor W., what's up?
Thanks for coming on the show. We had a little technical difficulty there. It looked like things were lagging on the internet, but Hey, that's live radio for you.
I know what you mean. It happens.
So, how are you doing? What are you up to?
I'm doing fine, thank you. I'm actually back into acting again. I've, you know, took off for a while and had some babies with my dream, my love of my life, Tom, and had we've got our little boy Robbie, and the world's just fine.
Now, I know you've been in the industry a really long time. I mean, a really long time, like over 30 years. When did you first start acting?
I started acting at the age of 18 months. My sister went in for an audition for a role with Robert Redford and Diana Hyland. And somehow I ended up taking that away from her because there was nobody to watch me at home, so they brought me with them. And next thing I know, I was chosen over my sister.
Wow. And I mean, you've been on... Meet Me in St. Louis, that was the TV pilot, the Monroes. You've worked with a lot of interesting people, everybody from Clint Eastwood to Ben Johnson, lots of people.
Exactly. One of my favorite movies that I did was Once a Thief with Anne Margaret and Alain Delon and Jack Palance. It was just a wonderful, wonderful time.
Now, I know you adore Anne Margaret. Have you been in touch with her at all?
I saw her 2 years ago from Facebook. A gentleman by the name of Harold sent me to Parsippany, New Jersey, to Anne Margaret's first autograph signing, and I got to spend the day with her, and it was just wonderful.
Now, you're talking about J. Harold Watson, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah.
He grew up watching the Monroes, and he wanted to make my dream come true because I made his dream come true when he was watching the Monroes.
Wow, that's pretty cool. And, you know, there's a really great story about that whole story is up on your website.
Yes, it's called TammyLock.com, and it's under the tab of Facebook Story. It's an absolutely unbelievable story. You will love the reading.
Well, definitely people check it out, TammyLock.com. Now, you have another website. You have a little business you're running on the Internet, correct?
I do. I own a travel website, but it's a little bit more than just travel, though. So you can buy clothes and get your passports. It's just a multitude of things that it has available at your fingertips when you're on the Internet. My search engines mirror all those big conglomerates out there, Priceline and everybody else, and it's called CelebrityTravelOnline.com.
Yeah, I went over there. There's a lot of different things you can do there. It's not just travel.
That's correct. There is a lot. Yeah, now, you go under the extras tab, and that's where you see everything else. You can even do wedding buy wedding presents for someone and have it sitting wherever they're going for their honeymoon, and that's just a wonderful thing. So you don't have to bring a wedding present to somebody's wedding. But there's more than that. It's just a wonderful website.
Well, how do you find time for everything? I mean, between the you're going back into the industry now. You've done a couple of short films at UCLA, right?
That's correct. I did Bocce with Zach Stoltz, and I did Motherhood with Alex Zeldin. And what they are wonderful young men. They're going to be wonderful directors when you know everything comes and said and. It was a pleasure working with them, and they're pretty good little films.
So you've been out of the industry for a while. You're getting back into it now. You have the website up for the travel, which is fabulous. But a lot of people don't know this, and this is a fact. You were also a professional roller derby person, right?
That is correct. I was trained professionally by John Hall and Ralphie Valadares of the Los Angeles T-Birds.
No kidding. I mean, how long did you do that?
I did that for about a year. We skated at the Olympic Auditorium. I was on the Detroit Devils as number 22.
22.
Yeah. It was a blast. I couldn't have had a better life, I tell you.
Well, and on top of all that, you've got a fantastic voice. Your voice can be heard. You're a singer over again at TammyLock.com. But you also enjoy karaoke. How do you find time for all this?
You know, my daddy always used to tell me where there's a will, there's a way. And so if you find the way, you can choose to do anything you want to in this life.
You know, Tammy, that's one thing that's really interesting. On your website, you call your father your real hero.
He is my hero. He flew with Chuck Yeager and Pancho Barnes and Jackie Cochran, and he worked for Northrop Corporation for Jack Northrop, and at one point in time, he was going to be inducted into the National Archives of Congress, but my father died shortly before his taping, so that didn't actually come to pass, unfortunately. But he's my hero, and he'll always be my hero.
That's pretty cool. You seem like a really family-oriented person. Is that correct?
That is very true. I've been with my husband now for 14 years, and I still adore the ground he walks on.
So, tell everyone how you met Tom.
Well, I was told by a friend of mine that there was a Neil Diamond karaoke DJ out in the city of Orange. So I went out there, and my girlfriend and her husband showed up. And Tom was there with his friend, two friends, a woman and a man. And he came over, and he introduced himself to my friends first and asked if they wouldn't mind if he could talk to me. Then he looked at me, and he says, "Would you mind if I sit down?" I said, "Yes." He told me he was singing for just a couple of months, and he'd absolutely just adore the honor of singing a duet with me. Then he said, "Thank you, and I'll see you in about 40 minutes. And 40 minutes later came, and the karaoke DJ said, "Tom and Tammy," and I saw this flash of light running from the back of the building up on top of the stage. He jumps up there, grabs both microphones, does a 360, bows, and hands me my microphone, and then takes my hand and pulls me up on stage, and then kisses the left side of my cheek and says, "Do you start this song or do I?" But what I didn't remember is I forgot to ask him what song we were going to sing. And just as I was one of those things, Unforgettable started playing. And I married my husband 1 year from that night.
Sort of the tune of Unforgettable.
Yep.
Now, do you aspire?
Sounds just like Neil Diamond.
Do you aspire to be a recording artist?
You know, I have recorded before. I did record a 45 record on a Pinto label, and 250 copies were sold, but it never got out there to public distribution. Unfortunately, some things happened back then that were not too good, and so it's basically on my shelf.
Well, it sounds like, I know the 45, you had two songs on it, As Sure As I'm Living and Reflecting. Were those written for you, or were those covers or something else?
Those were actually, one was written for me, Reflecting in the Memories of Your Lives by Tiny Markle, and the other one was Patrick Summerson for As Sure As I'm Living. He was Willie Nelson's nephew's best friend, and I did both songs, and it came out wonderfully. I love the songs. I still think that they can be big somehow, some way, but one will never know. But you can certainly listen to it under, you can hear me sing on the tab of TammyLock.com.
And like I said, you do have a fantastic voice, and it sounds like you really got yourself together. You know, there's a lot of people from that era, former child stars, that have not fared as well as you have.
Well, I kind of always kept myself in the entertainment field in one form or another, Ethan. Whether it was, touring. I met up with the road band for the famous Tex Williams, and I toured with them for about 5 or 6 years. And they were made up of his two nephews and son-in-law, and Marty Riskin as well. So it was Russ, Paul, Dennis Orr. Sam Aiello was married to his daughter, Sandy, and he was my drummer. And then there was Marty Riskin. And at one point in time, Christopher Nielsen joined us, and so did Jeffrey Steele. And you all might remember Jeffrey Steele is one of the top number one producers and singer-songwriters in Nashville, Tennessee.
Wow. Now, you know, you do the singing. Let's go back to the Monroes for a minute. A lot of people will remember you from the Monroes. That seemed to be a real turning point in your life. Was that where you decided, wow, this is really what I want to do? I like this acting thing.
Yeah, I loved the Monroes. I got that job My mother was called by the head guy, I don't recall his name right now, but of 20th Century Fox, for an interview and to bring me in. I guess he had seen me on Once a Thief with Ann Margaret. And I passed both of them up, and I went into his office, and I went and sat at his desk while my mom and he were standing outside. And I sat at the desk, got on the phone, and pretended like I was the head honcho of 20th Century Fox. And he says, well, if she can do that, she can land this job. So I was definitely casted as star Amy Monroe of the Monroes.
And the Monroes was a wholesome family show. Do you see a big difference in the kind of shows that are broadcast now versus what was on the air 30 years ago?
I see a huge difference. I really believe that the world needs to get back to our wholesome type of roots. There's a lot of stuff going on out there in the world, and with wonderful shows that brought Harold through what he was dealing with at the time, and he's now the top guy for the FCC in Washington, D.C., and he made my dream come true because he grew up thinking he was Harold Monroe instead of Harold Watson. So it was a wonderful show. It taught him peace in his mind from the world that he was living in at the time, and that's all in the story on FamilyLock.com.
Well, if you could choose one current show to do a guest spot on, what show would that be?
Oh, my goodness.
That's a tough question.
That's a very good question. Well, it's not on anymore, but it would have been Seventh Heaven.
Oh, yeah, okay. I can see that.
I loved that show. It was as wholesome as it got. And then I just loved it. But I watch a lot of cooking shows. My husband and I have contests all the time when we pick our tomatoes out in the backyard just to see who can make the best spaghetti sauce. So I'm always watching the cooking shows and trying to learn a little bit more, to win on my husband.
So do you lean more towards the Julia Child style of watching the cooking shows or more towards the Kitchen version?
Well, my favorite show is Chopped. Watching, the spontaneous minds of four wonderful chefs trying to figure out what they're going to do with the secret ingredients. I mean, that takes a lot to figure out, four things from all ends of the world to try and make something wonderful. So that's one of my favorite shows. And Amara Lagasse and Paula and Giada, and I mean, just all of them. I just love them all.
Well, there's a lot of facets to you. Let's go ahead and do this. Let's take a break real quick and remind the callers they can call in live, 347-324-3691. Again, that's 347-324-3691. And when we come back, we'll talk to Tammy some more, take some of your live calls. And also, Tammy has an upcoming gig we're going to talk about, let you know what that's going to be. So we'll be right back after this message.
You've been listening to The Neverhood Show. I'm Matt Howell. Be sure to visit us on Twitter, Facebook, and MySpace.
Hey, this is C. Timmy Blake, and you're listening to The Neverhood. After you enjoy Ethan and his guests, check out my web show, The Adventures of C. Timmy Blake, an insider's look at making it in Hollywood. As a former child star, I know the ins and outs of this biz we call show. Each episode follows me on my adventures as I try to regain my childhood fame. So check it out on YouTube or visit my website, actinggood.com, where you can learn tricks and tips to becoming a better actor. That's The Adventures of C. Timmy Blake on YouTube or at actinggood.com. So enjoy the rest of the show and ask yourself, are you acting good?
Hey guys, it's Ethan from The Neverhood Show. Hey, I like to Twitter and text as much as the next guy. It keeps me in touch with my friends. But do you know that thousands of people die every year from texting or talking on their cell phones while driving? Please, make your car a no-phone zone. The life you save may be your own.
And we're back with Tammy Locke. Tammy, you got a thing coming up at the Western North Carolina Film Festival, correct?
I certainly do. It's in July, and it's in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and I can't wait. I'll be singing with their band as well, along with signing autographs for all the fans that come, and I hope everyone comes.
And you can find out more information about that at cowboys@cometwestern.com. There's also a link off of Tammy's website telling you exactly what kind of appearances she's doing and where she's at. How do you feel about this whole social networking thing? You're up on Facebook.
I am. I love it. I have found so many wonderful, wonderful friends that I do call friends on Facebook. I have just been blessed with the best of the best. And I think Facebook's a wonderful thing. I'm also on MySpace. I have 54 songs recorded on MySpace, so you can tune in and listen to me sing there as well.
And you don't mind being that accessible? You haven't had any crazy fans come up to you yet or anything?
Well, you have little, you know, little bits here and there, but for the most part, everybody's just been absolutely wonderful. I noticed that when somebody says something that's not so nice, a lot of my Facebook friends will come to my aid and tell that person off, and the next thing I know, they just don't talk to him anymore, so makes it nice.
Now, you mentioned earlier that you had done the roller derby thing in Michigan, was it?
No, I was part of the Detroit Devils, but I never went to Detroit. They casted me onto the Detroit Devils, and we all skated in Los Angeles at the Olympic Auditorium.
Oh, okay, so the skating was done here.
Correct.
Wow, I mean, so many different things. Which one would you say, you know, out of all your current projects and hobbies, which do you think is your favorite?
Well, I think pretty much all of them are my favorite, excuse me. What I'd really love to do is sing the title track of a big movie, and right now I'm trying to get a hold of Clint Eastwood and see if I can't work with him on a project, and I hope I can get with Robert Redford as well, because he was my first father in the business. And, you know, Ron Howard, I grew up with Ron Howard and Butch Patrick and Billy Mumy and Darby Hinton. And I even sat at Shirley Temple's desk in school on the 20th Century Lot. So, and then when that was happening, my sister was taking driving lessons with Kurt Russell on the back lot. So she was pretty lucky too. Her name's Lorna.
So you were actually in the industry during a time where it was still that classic Hollywood where everything was still in the studio, sort of.
Yes, but we filmed a lot of the Monroes in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, or in, I guess it was Agoura Hills at the studio. It's a ranch out there.
We
didn't do a lot in, you know, your studios, but a lot of it was shot on set, so on location.
Yeah, a lot of the views of the Grand Tetons, I mean, cinematographically, was beautiful.
It was gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous.
Do you keep in touch with any of your cast members from the Monroes?
I do. Keith and Kevin just signed on with me to do autograph shows. So, but I mean, I've seen them over the past, you know, years and stuff. They're professional photographers. It's Schultz Brother Photography in Costa Mesa, and they are one of the best. They do a lot of your movie stars and things like that. So if you're aspiring to be somebody, you want to definitely hook up with them and have them take some of your photos.
Is there a link on your website to them?
There was. I was working with my website. I had problems with it last night, but it will be back up again, and it will be there. But it's SchultzBrothersPhotography.com.
SchultzBrothersPhotography.com. I may have to check them out myself.
Yes, they are wonderful. They've taken the Olsen twins and many, many others.
Wow. So let me ask you this. You were talking about the autograph shows. you know, a lot of celebrities these days are charging for their autographs. How do you feel about that?
That's a very good question. I'm kind of
up in the air on the whole thing. You know, first off,
that's a hard one. You know, everybody's out there. Everyone is charging for their autograph on the photos, and they want it. So I give them what they want, basically.
Well, you know, and my thoughts on it too are that, you know, if they're doing it for themselves, you know, maybe I wouldn't charge. But if they were, having someone sign 20 things so they could put them up on eBay, you know, that's kind of a whole different cup of tea.
That happens, too. A lot of times I've had people send me mail and give me photos in the mail, and I'm supposed to sign them, and then I find them up on eBay and Craigslist or wherever it is. So it can be a challenging question to your mind as to why am I doing this. But
now, do you do a lot of the autograph shows? Do you do Comic-Con and things like that?
I have not done Comic-Con yet. I want to. I've mainly done Ray Kurtz's Hollywood Collector Show and Mickey Sinardi's Showstopper Stars. And then I did the Hollywood Show because Ray Kurtz sold it to Kevin and David, and I did the Hollywood Show. And now I'm doing the Comet Western shows. And I want to pretty much do shows all over the world. So Lori Jacobson is the agent that signs me up to all of those shows out there. And my commercial and theatrical agent is Michael Zanuck. So if you want me to do something in your movie or a commercial or whatever, just contact Michael. If you want me to do a personal appearance and do autographs for a show, that's Lori Jacobson.
You know, I think career-wise, you made a very, very good move by, doing those things for the students at UCLA, because those are the future filmmakers.
Exactly, and they are wonderful, wonderful young men. Matter of fact, Zach, I was coming in. I had come in late for that shoot that day, and there was a bunch of people in front of me, and he told everybody, move, get out of the way, get out of the park. Let Tammy through. Tammy Locke, oh, my gosh, she's here. Tammy Locke. So he made me feel so wonderful, and that was the very first thing that I did when I came back into the business was Zach's film of Bocce. And he just made me feel like it was, you know, that I was had never left, basically, and I fell in love with it from that point on. And I went back out and got my SAG card again and got AFTRA, and so I'm equipped on both sides now.
Have you considered moving into producing, directing, or writing anything?
I haven't. However, I did do private practice this year, and they had a little girl. She was 7 years old, and I played a nun. And the set manager came up and ran through what the little girl to the little girl, ran through what she was supposed to do. And I looked at the little girl when the set manager left. I said, did you understand everything that she said to you? And she says, I think so. I said, well, would you like me to help you out on understanding totally what she meant for you to do? And she says, yes, would you please? And what happened was I ended up teaching this little girl how to act, literally taught her what to do, how to pull away. She was supposed to be angry and fighting me because I'm trying to take the little girl over to her mother. And the little girl went off, and she did it on key. I mean, it was just wonderful. It landed it the first time. It was just amazing. So that tells me I have a little bit of something still left in me to teach if I wanted to.
Well, Tammy, you got a lot of different levels. And again, everybody visit www.tammylock.com and learn more about Tammy there. And also listen to her beautiful voice. She's a great singer. And keep track of what she's doing on Facebook.
Thank you.
Tammy, well, we didn't take any calls. I apologize to all the people that are in the queue. It was just so interesting talking to you and hearing what you had to say. We just kept going. But we are at the end. And I'd like to thank you for coming on, and really appreciate you taking the time to be here.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I really appreciate this call and you, Ethan.
Oh, thanks, Tammy. Ladies and gentlemen, Tammy Locke, and We're out of here now. I'd like to also thank Patty Hurley for her help with this interview as well. And next week, got another show coming up with Robbie Rist. Keep us tuned in. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
The Neverhood Show is copyright 2010, Ethan Tudor W. and Pan Avatar Entertainment, and is released under a Creative Commons Attributes non-commercial share-alike license. For more information, please visit creativecommons.org. Be sure to follow us at Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter. Segment voiceover by Ali Bethe. I'm Matt Howell. Thanks for listening.